It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society.
Joseph Albert McGinnis was born November 7, 1861, in Ireland. His family immigrated to the United States in 1864 and settled in Ripley, where Joseph was raised and attended school. At the age of 16, McGinnis began working at the Ripley drugstore of Dr. Simmons, learning the pharmacist's profession. After 5 years, he became the owner and developed the business into a prosperous general store. McGinnis also began running a grape growing operation and eventually became one of the most expert grape growers in the region. In about 1897, McGinnis began organizing the Chautauqua and Erie Grape Growers Association, based in Westfield. For many years, he served as a director, secretary, treasurer, and manager. Afterwards, he was chosen a director of the First National Bank of Ripley and of the Dunkirk Trust Company of Dunkirk. In 1896, McGinnis was elected a member of the Chautauqua County Board of Supervisors as a Democrat and was re-elected continuously. In 1905, he changed parties and became a Republican, but continued to be re-elected to the County Board of Supervisors annually for more than 20 years. From 1906 on, he was a clerk of the board. McGinnis was a member of the State Assembly from 1916 to 1935 and was even the Speaker of the Assembly from 1925 to 1934. He was also an alternate delegate to the Republican National Convention in 1924 and served as a delegate to the convention in 1928 and 1932. McGinnis died in Ripley in 1945. McGinnis Hall at SUNY Fredonia is named in his honor.
Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.